Hi, Charles, what's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Dr. Wright. Talking about the vitamin K2 is very interesting. That's part of my question. I take natokinase and have for a couple of years. Can I take vitamin K2-7 even in the same day?
Yes, sir. The
only thing
that vitamin K messes with happens to be that stuff called warfarin. You know about that, I'm sure, that particular.
Yes, yeah.
But it does not mess with what natokinase does in any way. Natokinase just does nothing unless it sees a clot.
Oh, that is great. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, anxious
to take
it. To work.
Now, on a more important question, my wife has leukemia.
Ooh.
She's taken a lot of immune builders. She's been in remission. Part of her protocol is no longer available, but she's taken quite a few things here for her immune system. What we need is some things besides chemo that might kill leukemic stem cells. Do you have any information on that?
We have two docs at Tahoma Clinic who specialize. At least half of their practices are working with people who have cancer and want to go a variety of ways. Some want to go all natural. Some want to take the chemo and prevent their hair from falling out with these doctors' help. So they'll go any way a person wants to go with that. It's Dr. John Sherman and Dr. Davis Lampson, and they've both specialized in this for a long time, so they can answer it a lot better than me, sir. I'm not trying to sell you on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that that's their specialty.
I see. Okay. Well, those are my two questions, but I'm really glad to hear that you can take natokinase and K2-7 together. I've been putting that off for a good while.
Oh, I'm glad you called, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your help, Doctor.
You're welcome.